Blog Talk Radio. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning and welcome for a beautiful day for Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today, and we have an extraordinary show today that's going to be geared to the parents and children, small children. And today, before we start, we will pray. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for watching over our steps, for inviting us unto you this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the words of the Bible that would help us to see how to apply that truth daily to our life, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you honor us by working through us, Lord Jesus. Help us to see your hands of love in our lives and help us to be faithful to you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for guiding us and opening doors for us as we reach out to people in our community who need you, dear Heavenly Father. We want to give you praise in advance for it today. In Jesus' name, amen and thank God. Well, today I thought I would change the format for the program today. We are talking about issues, real issues of life on the program throughout the years. But today I thought we would bring in the children because there's so many things are happening to our children each and every day. When you pick up the newspaper, radio, TV, or you hear something in your neighborhood that's involving children and children at young ages. And today we're going to pray. Prayer and scriptures are a gift for God's children, not just for the adults or maybe teenagers. And, you know, as I was thinking about that, I was wondering how many children today are taught the important lesson of praying and reading the scripture. I'm going to say that again. How many children today are taught the important lesson of praying and reading the scripture? Some go to Sunday school, but for those that don't participate in Sunday school, you know, today many children seem to learn more on how to use a computer, iPod, video games before they learn how to speak to God. You know, child raising isn't easy, which we all know. Those that have children have come up through the rank of raising your children. We can show our gratitude for the people, often our parents, who have been our model of faith by living a life of prayer grounded in scripture. Praying and reading God's word are powerful tools that serve us not only in our childhood, but through our life that we will be able to teach our grandchildren and other children, even in the neighborhood. You would be surprised how many children in the neighborhood would love to learn the word of God. They may not be getting it at home, but if you take time and share with them, that is a lesson that they will never forget. So today we're going to talk about some biblical virtues to pray for your kids. And I hope you have your Bibles today. I hope you have your tablet and your pencils, because we're going to go through scriptures today on things that our children and grandchildren need, your neighbor. Children may have children in your place of employment, families, that haven't took time to be able to sit down and read the Bible to their children. Some homes may not even have a Bible. So today, if you have an extra Bible in your home, please share it with a youngster that may be in your neighborhood, because we want to reach the children before they get to juvenile, before they get to prison, before they get to jail, then to prison. So we want to reach our young people through the word of God. And the first one I'm going to talk about today, I'm going to take it to scripture. Your scripture may be a little different than what I have written down here, but it's going to all tie in. biblical self-esteem. You're going to be coming from Ephesians 2 and 10. And this is, help my children develop a strong self-esteem that is rooted in the realization that they are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. You're going to find that in Ephesians 2 and 10. And we've got it broke down where they can understand it a little bit more when you're talking to them and teaching them from the Word of God. Respect. You know, a lot of, you know, learning the children how to respect not only themselves, but how to respect others and respect authority. You know, Father, grant that my children may show proper respect to everyone as your word command. You'll find that in 1 Peter 2 and 17. And then we're going to go to courage. You're going to find that in Deuteronomy 31 and 6. May my children always be strong and courageous in their character and in their action. I'll read that one again. Courage. Your children need to always be strong and courageous in that character and in their action, because their character plays a part in their life and the action that they make. You want them to make right and choice decision by the word of God. Purity. You're going to find that in Psalms 51 and 10. And I think I'm going to go right over to that one on purity, because that one is important also. I'm going to turn to Psalms 51 and 10. And it's in your Bible if you have until your page is out. 51 and 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Now, that's what we should teach our children. Create in me a clean heart, O God. You know, you need to create in them a pure heart, O God, and let that purity of heart be shown in their action. My. God is just so good. And we're going to go down to kindness. And that's going to come from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and the 15th verse. And I think I'll just turn over to that one, too. Some of them I'm going to turn to it. Some of them I'm going to give you. Well, I'm going to give you time enough to get your paper, your pencil, and everything you need, because these to help the children of this generation. You're seeing what's happening out there in the world with our children. They're the next generation. You want to save the generation. You don't want it to be where every time you pick up the newspaper, you see your grandson, your granddaughter, or your niece or your nephew in trouble. But if you've been to SAP while it is young, you can start now. If you haven't been doing it, you can start now teaching your children some of these scriptures. And as I went to kindness in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 15th verse, it says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever following that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. Kindness, you know, the Lord wants you to say, Lord, may my children always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else that they meet. You see, if you start teaching them at home kindness and how to be kind to their classmates, to their friends, to those in the family, you start teaching them and letting everyone know. When you read that scripture, I mean, you couldn't help but say, Lord, let me start that. Because you don't want the children to start rendering evil for evil, because they see somebody doing something wrong or treating somebody else nasty. Then they come up want to treat, and they can't tell you, for the love of money, why they mistreated somebody, why they said something to somebody that was very ugly. So if we started teaching our children at home the basic things, the scriptures for children, and showing them basic things that will help them in life. Okay, we're going to go over to generosity. Okay, generosity, if you have your paper and pencil, this is the scriptures, 1 Timothy 6, 18 and 19. And it's telling you also, let me turn it to mine too, that way you won't think I'm missing it either. 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, and the 18 and the 19th verse say, that they do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation. Again, the time to come that may. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to do, have, to be able to have the things he needs us to do. Hold on, someone is trying to get through. Amen, amen. We're talking about generosity. To me, grant that my children be genuine and willing to share. You heard that, willing to share. That way when they're out and they have something, maybe a toy, could be a small child, but you're teaching them at home how to share just little things that they have with their friends, and to lay up treasures for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming in. See, when you give your child a firm foundation, that child has something to build on. But when you don't give them a good foundation, and soon as things start happening in the lives of those children, whether in school, in the community, in the church, and you say, well, I didn't, but did you show them at home? Did you start with the basic foundation that they should be getting now in the formative year? Amen, amen. I thank you, Jesus, for that one. In the name of Jesus. And you know, peace loving. You'll find that in Romans, the 14th chapter. We're going through scriptures today. Excuse me, because we want parents to be able to help their children when they come to them with different problems, some different things from the Word of God that they've heard from their friends, or they heard something at church or Sunday school. You want to be able to help your children in that area. And Romans 14 and 19 says, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. This is peace loving. You know, it says, Father, let my children make every effort to do what lead to peace. And that could go for the teenagers too, those a little bit older. Excuse me, to learn how to have peace among their peers. And we're going to jump to joy. You'll find that in 1 Thessalonians also. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 6. And it's telling you about joy. May my children be filled with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. You know, we hear about that joy. But I mean, when you have the joy on the inside of you, it's going to show, no matter what's going on, what's coming up against you, you're going to have that joy, that unspeakable joy. And when you see joy on the face of a child, they have that joy, they loving, they kind, and they just have so much in them. And the Word of God said, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. My. And I'm going to go to humility. That's found in Titus 3 and 2. And I'm going to turn on over to Titus today, 3 and 2. I'm taking a little time today because our children, our generation, need to know the word of God. And if we don't teach them, and if we don't show them the right way to go, it may be some grandparents may be listening today. It may be some parents themselves, uncles, nephews, nieces, that would be able to share this with someone. Okay, let me see. We're going to go to Titus. I'm going to skip my little thing. I had my little self there, so I'm going to have to go back to that one. But we'll go to faithfulness. Faithfulness is let love and faithfulness never leave my children, but bind these twine virtues around their neck and write them on the table of their heart. You will find that in Proverbs 3. And 3, and I'm going to turn over to Proverbs 3 and 3. 3 and 3 says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about their neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. You want to write it. You want to let them know what thus saith the Lord. You want to let them know about being faithful. What about faithfulness? See, if they see you doing what's right, they're going to follow what they see you do. So if you're doing what's right, you know they're building on a firm foundation. But if they see you doing things contrary to the will of God, and when they go to church or when they read the scriptures for themselves or they hear it in Sunday school, they're going to say, but I have a little friend down the street, and she does such and such a thing. And is that right the way she do it? Or she say words that's ungodly. But when you give them the word of God and you show faithfulness in your home to them, they can't help but go out and say, let me tell you what I learned, what my father and my mother taught me today. You know, mercy. We're going to turn over to Luke 6. And 36, these are basic things to help a child to pray for your kids, help you pray with your kids. That way they hear you pray, and then you'll be able to help them. Once they hear you going about God's business, doing what he say do. So I'm going to read Luke 6 and 36. I know this is a little time-consuming today, but we got to get it on the inside of us so we can share it. We don't want to keep everything bottled up in us until we get to a point where we bust. We got so much in us, we're not sharing it with anybody, but we want to share today. 6 and 36 say, be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. We serve a merciful God. We do. And then I went to justice. God help our children to love justice as you do and act justly in all they do. And you can go to Psalms 11 and 7, and we'll read what Psalms 11 and 7 says. Amen. 11 and 7 says, for the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth not behold the upright. They're talking about justice. You want to teach your child right from wrong. to learn justly, to do and act justly in all that they do. So when you pray, pray for justice in that child's life. And above all, the next one I have, we're going to go to Psalms 19 and 20. And I think when I read this, and everybody, 19 and 10, everybody going to know this one. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, them much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. This is love for God's word. When you start teaching your child young about God's word, you're going to find your child have a love for God's word. He or she's going to automatically pick up the Bible. She or he automatically going to be able to read God's word. And Lord, may our children grow to find your word more precious than much pure gold and sweeter than honey from the comb. And that's what, you know, you want them to have the love for God's word. That would stop a lot of the stuff that's going on in the world today if more children and young people knew the word of God and applied it to their lives every day. And then we go to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 6. And we're going to say 1 Thessalonians 5 and 6 is talking about self-control. That's even for the adult, self-control. My. And when we was reading on self-control, you mean you pray to your Father, Father, help my children not to be like many others around them, but let them be alert and self-controlled in all they do. That's a prayer that you can pray for your children. Self-control. Ask the Lord to let your children not be like many others around them, because they can pick up some bad vibes, bad things from children that's unruly, misbehaving, don't want to listen. And, you know, you learn discipline and self-control at home. So when they go out, they won't make you shame. Turn over to Psalms 25 and 21. And I know a lot of you parents for sure want to pray this one over your child's life. On Psalms 25 and 21, it says, let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Here we are talking about honesty and integrity. Your prayer should be, may integrity and honest be their virtue and protection for my children. My. And then I come to one that's most important that I know all of you all want to pray for in the life of your children. You're going to go to Galatians 5 and 25. We're going to see what that one is saying. Amen. I hope this is taking heed to someone today. If only one person get it and write the scriptures down where they can help their youngster or somebody else that you may know of. We're going to go to Galatians 5:25, and the word of God say, and it's not a 5:25, but we're going to tell you what it is. It's part of Ephesians 5 and 2. Love. Grant, Lord, that our children may learn to live a life of love through the Spirit who dwell in them. God is about love. And when you talk about love, you can let them know, no matter who they are, what they did, that God love them. God will forgive them. God is all about love. And when you pray, tell them about love. Tell them about how loving their peers, their classmate, the lady down the street, the man sitting on the porch. Have love and compassion for them. We want to give God thanks this morning because he is love. And then we went to 2 Peter 3 and 18. We are talking about growth in grace. You know, you can pray that your children may grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the only way they're going to be able to grow in the grace and knowledge of Lord, you're going to have to teach them. You're going to have to show them. You have to show them in Scripture by the way you live each and every day. How they can grow in grace and the knowledge. When they see you reading the Word, when they see you listening to a sermon or listening to the minister bringing forth the Word, or maybe y'all have a setting in your home where you're doing Bible study, or, you know, Sunday morning prayer, at night prayer with the family, at the table for grace. You know, they're growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord. You get them Bible storybooks. You read them, tell them all about Jesus. And that way, they're growing and they're forming in years. They start growing. They start processing what you're telling them in their mind. And that's some of the things, virtue to pray for your kids or those. And then we come to salvation. And we can go to Isaiah 45 and 8. And it reads, yea, they hardened not, yea, they knew not, yea, from that time that ears was not open, for I knew that thou would dealt very treacherous and was called a transgression from the womb. Here we're talking about salvation. In your child life, pray for salvation for your kids. You say, Lord, let salvation spring up within my children, that they may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, with eternal glory. I think I'll read and say that one again. Lord, let salvation spring up with my children, our children, that they may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. My. You know, these are a lot of things that people take for granted, to pray for their kids. And we are doing it now today on this program because, as I stated earlier, they are our next generation. And we're slowly losing our generation of young people behind prison walls and juvenile detention center. They're out of control in the classroom. They can't seem to function. They're bringing guns to school. They're talking and disrespecting the teachers and their peers in the classroom. So the training starts at home. We need to start at home to teach our kids to pray. Pray for our kids and let them know, I'm steadily praying for you. Let's have prayer before y'all go to school. If you got to wake them up a little earlier, let's say grace before we eat. When we go out to a restaurant, remember your manners. Remember what I've taught you at home. And once you instill in that, no matter where they go from here to London, England, they're going to remember the things that they was taught at home that was right. And they're going to be able to share it. And people say, that child know how to pray at that age. And you wonder why children are coming up praying and preach it 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, because it had been instilled. God had put the gift down in the inside of, but they had praying parents. Parents that took time to read to their children, explain to their children of life situation. Well, we're going to turn over to Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the first verse, and it says, therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Here we persevere. You know, teach our persevere the race marked out for them. They will be able to run the race with perseverance when they're being taught, you've been teaching them, it passes on down the line. And we give God praise for that this morning, because he's a worthy and a true, a living God. When we just think about how God is blessing us, blessing our families, blessing our home, blessing our children. You know you feel good when your child come home and he's made an A on his report card or on his paper for school. He passed his test because mother and father had sit down and helped them with their homework, showed them to the best of their ability what they figured what was right, and if it wasn't right, you usually tell them what, ask the teacher, what did we do wrong? Because we were showing you how to do it if you didn't understand. So, see, we are steadily teaching our children. And I'm going to go to another, say, humility. You know, for in Titus 3 and 2, it says, for we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers love and pleasure, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Parents, that go for us. You know, at one time, you was doing things foolish. You was being disobedient. You had deceived somebody. You were serving diversity things, lust of the flesh and pleasure. You remember when you was living in malice and envy, when you was hateful and hating one another, you had to be taught how to get yourself back on the track, right track. So that's the way it is for the children. We have to teach them. As they say, the old saying goes, bend the sap while it's young. That's what we have to do. We have to bend that sap while it is young. Today we are talking about virtues to pray for your kids. And we're using key words to help your children, because we don't want your children in juvenile. We don't want your children in jail. And we for sure don't want them to go to prisons. I do prison ministry, and I see so many young people behind prison walls. And I'm asking them, why are y'all here? What did you do? I try not to ask them, but sometimes they're getting younger and younger. And when you see a child 15, 14 and 15 years old that's going to serve a 30-year sentence or longer, your mind go to, where did that child go wrong? Was that child being taught? Was that child being showed which way to go, what to do, how to do it? What happened in that child's life? Did something happen when he or she was little? Did they get in with the wrong crowd and they got to where they didn't want to listen to their parents anymore? You know, you have a lot you go through when you see them in prison, younger and younger, and you hear the heinous crimes that they're doing. And you say, well, what happened? Because that's all you can do is throw your hands up and say, it was a cause. We have to, parents and grandparents, uncles, nephews, nieces, we have to go back to the old landmark, which is to the Word of God. Read that Word to our children. Break these generational curse that's in their lives. You can see better than anybody what's going on at home, what they're doing at home. If they're doing things bad at home, if they're not corrected, they're going to do them on the outside. And when it get on the outside, it's going to be a little bit worse than you got the policeman and everybody else on your back. So wouldn't you rather take care of that at home now than to see your child behind prison walls, behind the bars and juvenile or whatever the case may be. This is the time for us to pray for children everywhere, not just here in the United States, but everywhere. It's time we lay our children on the altar to God. Ask God to come in and redirect their thoughts, their actions. Because there's some things that children say now that I didn't even know was a word vocabulary for it. The things the children do now, but we know the Bible is fulfilling. But we can do what the Word of God say too. We can be in that self now while it's young. We can teach our children and the next generation now what God would have them to do, where God would have them to go, what God would have them to say. We can start now. We don't have to wait. We can start now teaching our children the Word of God. And then I'm going to go to compassion. First of all, do the parents have compassion for one another, where the child can pick up that compassion for others? Or are you at everybody's neck and throat soon as they say something, or do you show compassion? You'll find that in Colossians 3 and 12. I think I'm going to turn on over that to myself. Because 3 and 12 says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, born of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. You know, compassion, you know, we got to ask the Lord, please clothe our children with the virtue of compassion, where they can have compassion one to another. You know, that they can have mercy, that they can show kindness, they can come before the throne of God with humbleness of mind. They can have that meekness within them, the long-suffering. Today we are talking about virtues to pray for your kids, because we want to break this curse off our children now. We don't want to wait till later. We want to start working on that now, because we don't want to have to be crying later where we didn't need to be doing unnecessary crying for a lot of things that they action put them in. But if they are being taught about compassion, they'll remember what to do and how to act. Our next one is responsibility. You'll find that in Galatians 6 and 5. We want to ask God that all our children may learn responsibility for each one. Should carry his own load, even at home. You may have two or three children at home, and you give each one of them a task. You're giving them some responsibility. You're teaching them at home. One's supposed to wash dishes, one's supposed to back, and one's supposed to dust. So if each one of them work on the task that you have given them, that's showing them responsibility. I'm going to take responsibility for dusting the day, for vacuuming today, for washing the dishes today, for making the bed. See, you start them young on that. You'll find that in Galatians 6 and 5. Also, we'll go to Philippians 4, 12, and 13, talking about contentment. You know, we need to ask the Lord to teach our children the secret of being content in and every situation through him or her go through, that God would give them strength. That's on commitment. And then we come down to faith. We have two chapters, Luke 17, 5 and 6, and Hebrews 11, 1 through 40. And you can read them chapters at your leisure. But we're talking about faith with the prayer for your kid. I pray that faith will find root and growth in my children's heart, that by faith they may gain what has been promised to them. You start teaching them you have faith. Your children see you got faith. They're going to come up with faith It's nothing that they say. You tell them that, they say, well, I got faith because my mom and my dad is going to handle that. They know how to do that. See, they're picking up that faith right there. And above all, teach them this here from Ephesians 6 and 7, how to have a servant heart. You know, you ask God, please help our children develop servant's heart, that they may serve wholeheartedly as if they were serving the Lord, not men. A servant heart. That's what they need. When you serve God, you need to have a servant heart. I don't care about the titles. I think about we must serve God. We can't help but serve the Lord. So, we are talking about hope today also. May the God of hope grant that my children, our children, may overflow with hope and hopefulness by the power of the Holy Spirit. These are things that we can teach our children each and every day. Willingness and an ability to work. Teach our children to value work and to work at it with all their heart as working for the Lord, not for man. You know, we have so many young people walking up and down the street that is not working. Some of them not trying to find a job. Somebody would harm. But if we teach them at home the willingness and the ability to work, you start them at home working, giving them chores to do, things to do in their home. And above all, give them a passion for God. Teach them, Lord, please instill our children a soul that follow after God, one that cling passionate for him. You know, that's what we need to do, y'all, passion for God. And this is what's needed daily in the classroom at church, is self-discipline. Father, I pray our children may acquire a discipline and prudence life doing what is right, just, and fair. You'll find that in Proverbs 1 and 3. And you know, prayerfully, we should pray prayerfully and ask God, Lord, that our children's lives may be marked by prayerfulness, that they may learn to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. No, they may not be speaking in tongues right now, but if they start off young praying, God will give them exactly what they need. But we have to teach our children at home gratitude. You know, we need to help our children to live lives that are always overflowing with thankfulness and always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let them know when somebody give you something, say thank you. They didn't have to do it. Somebody came to their rescue when they needed. Say thank you. A very small word, thank you, go a long way. Somebody may give you a new dress, a new pair of shoes. Learn how to say thank you. Somebody may give you a meal that you really needed because you was hungry. Say thank you. And if you are taught that at home, gratitude, it will go with you the rest of your life. Because God is a good God. And he wants to let you know all these things that I have listed today. He wants you to have a heart for mission. Ask the Lord, please help my children, our children, to develop a desire to see your glory and declare among the nation your marvelous deeds among all people. That's our thing we want to give to the children today, parents that may have listened in today, that may have children that small, may have grandchildren. And we thank God today for watching over our first steps and for inviting us to follow his path of peace and justice today. We thank God today for being a God of love, of mercy, of grace, of honor. We want to thank God today for giving us our children, our grandchildren. We want to thank God for the willingness to teach others about you, Lord, about your sons and the salvation that you bring. Lord, we just want to say thank you today, dear Heavenly Father, for this program. We know it wasn't a shout message, but we wanted it to be a message that would help parents and grandparents, that would reach the generation through the Word of God. Everything that you need is found in the Word of God. Any question that your child may come up with and ask you, you can go to Scripture and tell that child about the Word of God. We also have on our prayer line a book everyone is getting to read, Scriptures for Kingdom, the Keys for Kingdom Living. Start getting that, helping yourself, parents, helping your children, because we want to take, and we are going to take back a generation that's trying to go astray. We don't want our generation to be lost. We want to reach every child everywhere, no matter what country they're in, what city, what family. We want to be able to reach our young people because they are headed to prison fast, and we don't want that. I have one guest that may have stayed on the air. Guest, would you like to say something today? You can press 1 on your keypad. And we thank you for coming in. If you would like to pray on the air for children everywhere, feel free to come on. And we will thank you for that, because we know God is a good God. We have just a few minutes left, and we want to give God praise and give him thanks, because he is worthy to be praised. So until next week, we're going to have a very exciting show next week that will be coming on. And I hope you tune in next week to another exciting show from the Word of God. But today I thought this was so important that we do all we can to break the generational curse that's in a lot of our children, speaking the Word of God, speaking life over our children and our grandchildren, our nieces and our nephew, to let them know what the Word of God is saying. We want to give God thanks today, to pray for our kids and children everywhere throughout the world, not just in our city, but we want to pray for children everywhere, from the cradle until they're old enough to be able to pray, think, and read the Word for themselves. So we want to start them at an early age, reading to them in the evening, reading to them at night, in the morning, saying grace with them. When you get on your knees to pray, let them get down there and pray with you. I'm teaching my great-grandson how to hold his little hand so we can pray. And he just be a year old next month. But I'm showing him how he put his hand together to be able to form in his forming years now. No, he may not be talking quite right now, but if we keep practicing with them, they're going to come up doing what God would have them to do. I thank each and every person that have come on the line today. Those that may have been listening in, you can hear this program by Twitter, on Facebook, also Blog Talk. And we want to tell you thank you for coming on today. We want to give God praise because he is truly, truly, truly worthy to be praised. So until next week, be blessed. Have a marvelous and a wonderful day in the Lord. Bye-bye.